Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life is celebrating its 30th year of ministry this year, 30 years of transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. New Life Live is dedicated to helping you in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. This is another great program with Dr. John Townsend. John, the third one we've done here in October. And, hey, welcome to New Life.
Thanks, Steve.
Really glad you're here. And the last time you were here and the time before, well, we've been talking about a great tool for personal growth. Now, we've done the research. This tool, the Townsend Personal and Relational Assessment Tool, does not grow hair on your head. But once you take it and you follow directions, you don't care about things on the outside because you're growing on the inside. John, how did you come up with this? What was the kind of the inspiration there to do this for folks?
Steve, as a psychologist, I always liked assessment. And then I started noticing recently, last few years, everybody likes assessment. We all like the Enneagram, and we like Myers-Briggs and StrengthsFinders. And if you go on Facebook, you like knowing, you know, those Facebook assessments. Am I a porcupine or am I an octopus? What color am I? I mean, we love this stuff. We're interested in ourselves. And so I wanted something that would help people to know what the essential abilities to be successful in life are, but also to give them tools. So it doesn't just go, well, you're this way, you know, nice for you, that's the rest of your life. So there are four essential capacities or abilities it measures. One is, how bonded are you, connected emotionally to other people? The second is, do you have good boundaries? Well, we know what boundaries are. You know, can you say no, and can you define yourself? The third one's reality. How do you handle loss and failure? And then the fourth one is capacity. Do you know what your life mission is, why you're on the planet? Are you ready for that? You get a score from 1 to 10 in each one of those four areas: bonding, boundaries, reality, capacity. But then you get a four-page report of customized skills we have for how to get to the next level. How do you know how to get better at bonding and how to get better at boundaries? So it's very, very practical. And we're just getting rave reviews, and we wanted to make it available here.
Now, much to my chagrin, I am a little weak in boundaries, and I need work there. I took this assessment. Took me about 10 minutes, 60 questions. So helpful. But it comes back, and it says, hey, you know, you could do well to do some work in the area of boundaries. And it asked me to write out a paragraph on why it's harder for me to confront than it is to say no. And to kind of look at what are the benefits of being a competent confrontational person, or to say the truth in love. What a great thing to get the direction from this. And then it tells me how to stretch a little bit. So it shows you some areas to work on, shows you some areas that you're strong in, and then gives you some suggestions on what to do about it. So here's what you do. You go to newlife.com. You click on the TPRAT. That stands for Townsend Personal and Relational Assessment Tool. Click on it. And then it's got a place for a code. Put in the code, and it's not $25, it's only $15. Then half of that goes to New Life. It's going to ask you the questions, you answer, and then instantly it gives you the feedback that can give you a path and a plan for you to follow for personal and relational growth. Really valuable.
The code is New Life. It's just who we are. The code is New Life, and it's good for 7 days after you're hearing this.
1-800-NEW-LIFE, if you didn't get that or you need some help with it, newlife.com is where you will find it. It's a great tool. When we come back, we're going to go right to the phone call to Dr. John Townsend. Written some really, really great books. Of course, he and Henry wrote Boundaries, Boundaries in Marriage, Boundaries in Dating. Boy, that's a valuable book right there. I always love having John on, and we've got calls lined up. Glad you're with us here today. It's going to be a great day. on New Life, Dr. John Townsend, and your phone calls. In the meantime, if you do need some help, it's 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Easy to remember. But boy, I know it's tough to make that call.
My wife had found me out and came home one weekend. She had revealed my secret. The only reason I was sorry at that time is because I had been caught. I had had the Every Man's Battle book for years and pulled that book out that weekend and found the phone number on the back and called it. And then a week later, I was at Every Man's Battle. It really gave me the start I needed for my recovery. I never had had that opportunity to sit down with guys I didn't even know and totally open up. The good thing was I was opening up to guys I didn't even know. So why did I care? Just lay it all out on the table. I have nothing to lose. You need to check it out. At least go online, check out what it's about, and take the chance and go do it.
If you're struggling, call us. There are people on the other end of the line who want to hear from you, who want to help you. We don't want you to go on struggling. But you got to take that first step. Just give us a call. It's 1-800-639-5433. It's 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Let's go right to the phones. And how about we talk to Mary, Dallas, Texas, listens on Sirius XM, channel 131 at noon, her time. Glad she called. Hi, Mary. How you doing?
Hi. I'm doing pretty well, thank you. Thank you so much for taking my call.
You're welcome. How can we help today?
Well, I guess my question is, how do I get back to trusting and forgiving my husband after some things that have happened with our 21-year-old son and problems that we had with him and how my husband dealt with it and how I felt we needed to deal with it, but he did not. And we...
What happened with your son? What did he think needed to happen, and then what did you think?
Okay. My son has had some behavioral mental health issues. He was being really destructive at home and just making life very chaotic. And we tried and... He went to a mental health facility, but they only keep people for a couple of days, and then he would come back, and it would just start all over again, and he wouldn't take his medication and so on. And my husband was pretty much just was enabling him with to try to keep, I guess, just to try to keep peace in the house. And he would sneak around and do things for Nick that he knows that I thought were bad for him. And I'm just having really a hard time. We're at a point now where our son is still living with us, and he's not really doing anything. He's making small steps towards... I guess he is. He's made a couple small steps. Like, one is he used to sleep all day and then be up all night and just basically not do anything.
Okay. So what is the question for us?
My question is just how do I go forgive my husband for this? Because I'm supposed to.
Mary, my heart's bleeding for you here. My question would be, how do I get my son on a track and a path so I don't have his stuff and ruin my life? But I was just surprised because that seemed to be more urgent. But you really want to know more about forgiveness and trust than that?
Well, Well, I am very concerned about my son, but my husband won't let him. I try to get him to do things in the past, but it just,
okay.
He would get angry and make it chaotic at the house. And he has a younger sister who's still, you know, who is at home, and I didn't want to make any more chaos in the house.
Yeah, I think you're going to have to make some more chaos. I don't think this is about forgiving and trusting. Mary, we forgive and trust when something's happened that it's over and you have to recover from. Like, we forgive and trust when there's, you know, somebody's awful and then robs a bank and they are gone. I mean, that's, there's, your battle's not over. You're in the middle of a battle.
No.
So let's don't worry about that until it's over. And I think you, unfortunately, I think you need to cause some disruption with your husband. I think he's hijacking the process, and I think that he's sabotaging it with his enabling for whatever reason. Maybe he feels sorry for him. Maybe he sees his vulnerable self inside his son. People do that. But I think you need to do some hard things with your husband to do the best thing for the boy, and that would be the best thing for you and your husband in your home and your daughter as well.
Hmm.
That make any sense? Mary?
Well, I don't know. I guess we lost her there. Mary, let me send you boundaries. I think that's one thing.
It's going to start with boundaries.
That you're going to have to have. I don't know. I think you really got to see if your husband would be willing to get into some counseling just for the purpose of you guys getting on the same team.
Yep.
Nothing else. I mean, if you guys can't be on the same team with a child with these kind of struggles, then, you know, it's not going to end well. So I would just say, hey, let's just go see if we can get on the same team in this area, and then hopefully that would spill over into other areas. I will also say this, you know, in February we've got the marriage intensive coming up, and boy, you guys could really make a lot of progress if you would go. I think it would be a great blessing to both of you. Also, I want to mention this. We've got a celebration tomorrow. John Townsend's going to be there. The other hosts here on radio are going to be there. 7 p.m., Mariners Church in Irvine. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Let us know you're coming. We've been doing this for 30 years. And oh my goodness, we're going to celebrate, have a great time. Prizes, gift. Everybody gets a gift. But you have to come. We can't mail it to you. And we'd love to see you there. So give us a call, 1-800-NEW-LIFE, and let us know you're coming. And we will prepare. You know, John, back to Mary's situation. So many parents, the husband, wife, they love each other up through, you know, the elementary school year. And then these kids get in trouble and it just splits the parents apart. One, you know, sides with the child or they disagree. We need to be better at repairing stuff. It's one of the things our workshop does for couples. And, I'm telling you, if you're not able to repair things over a child, it just kind of gets worse from there. All right, let's go to Paula, Atlanta, Georgia, WLTA. Hey, Paula, how you doing? Paula, are you there? Okay, maybe not. Let's talk with Jenna, Denver, Colorado, KRKS. Hey, Jenna, how are you?
Hello.
Hi.
Good, how are you?
Excellent. What's going on?
Thank you for taking my call. I am hearing about my mom, who has borderline personality disorder. And I'm just having, like, a real issue with figuring out how do I put down boundaries, but also, like, I guess have a relationship with her. I know that it's possible, but I just, like, it's incredibly hard to kind of navigate it. And I have lots of frustration and just straight up anger with her. And I just don't really know how to, just like deal with boundaries.
Are you living at home with her?
No.
How
I haven't lived at home.
How far does she live from you, Jenna? I'm serious. I'm serious. How far does she live from you?
Yeah, no, 10 minutes away.
All right.
She lives 10 minutes away from me. She doesn't know where I live. that's how extreme it's gotten.
Okay, and so how often, how many contacts a week do you have with her, Jenna?
It just depends when she's upset and frustrated, when she's upset for something I did, and I can't really, I don't know, perform what she wants me to do. She will text me nonstop.
Okay, so she'll do angry, critical text and any phone calls that are met that way, or mainly text?
No, it's just text. Lately, I mean, what really has been crazy and frustrating is she has shown up to my church, which I didn't even know she knew where I went to church.
Hmm, that's interesting.
And I finally had to tell her if she showed up that I would have my like people escort her out,
because
I don't want her there, you know. Okay. So yeah, it's just really frustrating.
So your question for us is, how can I keep limits and have a good relationship with this person?
I don't even know if I, like, can I? Like, I guess I don't know, yeah, how does that work, especially...
Here's how it works.
Here's
how it works. If she's really been diagnosed as a borderline, and I've seen so many people diagnosed as a borderline, they're fine now. They did the work, and it's great. So you never, never say, oh, it'll be that way forever. That's just not true in the research. If she has been diagnosed in that, then you've got to say, Mom, I just hope for your own betterment. You'll go get help and all that. So you always appeal to that. Whether she says yes or no, that's just up to her. But then you say, when you're not nice to me, you won't get a lot of contact with me. So she sends you 14 mean emails about how you're a bad daughter. And you say, gosh, won't be able to call you for a week. In other words, she has a structure inside, Jenna, that says, I can be as polarized and up and down and you know, I can kind of vent as much as I want to you with
Right. Are you saying, like, I'll meet her there, or, like, wherever she goes? Like, is that what you're saying?
No. Don't write that down as a homework assignment. I'm saying...
Okay. I didn't understand what you're saying.
What I'm saying is, you ask her to get help, and then you say, Mom, when you're nice to me, I'll text you back. Or maybe we'll have lunch every now and then. When you're not nice to me, and this is what I mean by not nice, when you say these words with these tone, you won't be hearing me for a while until you can choose to be nice to me. Because your mother needs to know that venting without a filter is not okay. And if you're 6 months old, you can do that. But as an adult, you can't do that. So you have to have the boundaries set.
Yeah.
And you'll get more time with me, Mom, if you will have a better filter. That's how you handle it.
Okay.
Now, Jenna, let me ask
when
you
I'm
this.
With her, too. Sorry, go ahead.
No, you go ahead. Go ahead.
It's hard when I'm with her, too. Like, even when it's semi-pleasant, it's draining. I mean, I can't even necessarily get a word in about my life or, like, what I'm doing. And I just, again, am at a loss with how to go about it. Like,
and that's when you say, Mom, I need about... 50% of the time in our conversations for you to ask me about me, and I'll do it with you. Right now, it's about 95-5, and I'd like something more mutual. And some moms will go, gosh, you know, I do run off, and I'm sorry. And some will say, well, after all I've done for you, and then you say, gosh, if you can't do that, then we'll spend less time together. You got to take control of this, Jen. I think you're setting yourself up because you have some wish inside, some desire that your mom be a really healthy, mutual, warm person, and she's not. So I want you to adjust your expectations and have some requirements for her.
Mm-hmm. And let me just ask you this, Jenna. You know, there's a scripture that says for us to get rid of all bitterness.
Hmm.
Are you able to do that with her?
It's been a process for sure. I've been in counseling for, gosh, like 2 or 3 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, she just really brings up a lot in me, to the point to where I don't even want a relationship sometimes. Like, it's just, it feels easier that way. 'Cause I'm like, I feel like I can't protect myself against, like, what she does. I just can't, like, yeah, it's very hard.
Well, you know,
up a lot in me for sure.
I think one of the really tough things is that everything that your mom represents is loss and disappointment. And you didn't get what you needed. You're sure not getting it now. And I think maybe forgiveness is just on the other side of grieving all that you've missed out because of her. All that other people have that you don't have.
Yeah.
I think you've got to do some really, really deep grief work.
And remothering from some other people.
Yeah. So if there was
a great
older Bible study teacher, great mature female therapist, just things like that, good solid relationship, so that you've got some good stuff coming in. But grief and the work that you have to do to grieve frees you to forgive her and let go. Because you know what? She's taken up too much real estate in your head.
Psalm 68, God sets the lonely in families.
Mm-hmm. All right, we'll take a break. Come right back. Hi, this is Steve Arterburn from New Life Live. We have something pretty exciting coming up, and it's in March. It is a trip to Israel. Our trips are very special, and the teaching is rich. The experience is priceless. And we're also going to go to Rome in addition to it. It's the 16th through the 26th.
When I went to Israel, my whole view of the Bible absolutely changed. I had a reference point to visualize.
Yeah. We're going
to
go where David hid from Saul, Jericho, the tunnels under the Western Wall, and the Temple Steps, the Garden of Gethsemane, Masada, the Dead Sea, Mount of Olives, the Garden Tomb, Caiaphas' house, and more.
For me now, when I open up the Bible, it just becomes alive for me because I've been there.
You will not be disappointed in Israel. It is a special, rich, rich time. If you want more information on Israel, I hope you'll look at it on our website, newlife.com.
Most of my life, I've been dealing with an opiate addiction.
Why is opioid addiction quickly becoming one of our nation's biggest killers? Maybe it's because it isn't only those who are addicted who are in denial.
We did what I see so many parents do, is it can't be an addiction. There's something medically wrong.
It's impossible to solve a problem when you don't know what you're up against, and families will try to find any explanation except the one that will put them on the right path.
Alcoholism and drug addiction is a family disease. It doesn't affect just the individual.
If someone you love is abusing painkillers, know what you're up against. It's time to admit it's addiction and seek treatment. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We have Christ-centered partner treatment centers around the country. Call 1-800-639-5433 or visit us online at newlife.com.
We just made a decision. We will do whatever it takes.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. Steve Arterburn here. Really, really glad that you're with us here today on New Life. Larry Sonnenberg has joined us in the studio.
Hey,
Larry,
Steve.
What do you want to talk about?
Well, you know what? Tomorrow night we're celebrating our 30th anniversary over
yes,
at Mariners.
Oh, my gosh. And you don't mean you and Rhonda. You mean New Life.
No, that's a little more than that. You're going to be there, and Steve's going to be there, and Dave and Jill and Mylon and Sherry and Chris and Alice are all going to be there.
Oh, my gosh.
And we're looking for all you folks listening to come and join us. Mm-hmm. But I wanted to talk, you know, usually I'll give some words of testimony from somebody to help you remember what you're giving to when you give. But today I want to just remind you what you're giving to, what you have given to for the last 30 years, and what, you know, to look forward to. I mean, the last 30 years, Steve, if you just think about it, you know, you started with the Christian program and the psych wards of hospitals, and it evolved into clinics, and, well, you know, you did Women of Faith, Ramuda Ranch, Calvary Center, Every Man's Battle and Restore has grown out of this, New Life Weekends, Lose It for Life. We've had some projects with movies, like I Can Only Imagine, you know, where people triggered by the movie see our phone number on the screen. And there's things we're working on, other groups we're looking to do some joint ventures with. We're not ready to announce anything, but we're talking to folks. We see future, and we see hope, and we see growth, and we just want to see this thing keep going. Mm-hmm. And your support is what makes that happen. We can't do it unless folks make donations to the ministry. You know, we're a nonprofit. When we do workshops, we ask people to pay a registration fee, and that doesn't come close to covering the real cost of what we do. So, you know, thank you to everybody who has given for all these years, and especially thank you to our Club New Life members. But we need to keep it going. So if you have never given, there are a lot of you out there. I was one of them for a while. Until I came to work at a radio ministry, I listened all the time, and I never gave to anybody in radio. And that changed because I got the inside look and to see what it takes.
And what it does.
And what it does. That's the big deal. So we need you, if you've never given, we need you truckers out there that are friendly truckers that listen all the time to give it, to make a gift. We need folks to join Club New Life, $30 or more a month, $1 a day. People spend more than that on a cup of coffee every morning. And we're just looking for $30 a month automatic giving. And there's great benefits to that. Thumb drive, 71 teachings, hours of teaching, and then our video library. I mean, this ministry does things that no other, you know, if this ministry wasn't here, who would these people who are calling us, what would they do? You know, what would they do? They'd be
They'd be pretty lonely, a lot of them, and isolated and hopeless.
I've had so many people say, this is, you know, this is my counseling. This is where I go to get the answers that are the right answers.
Yeah, and people so often say it's free counseling, and, and it is, but somebody's got to foot the bill.
But somebody's got to foot the bill.
Yeah. So that's what we're asking you to do. We're asking you to help foot the bill so people can get free counseling.
You know, when you came up with the word New Life those years ago, you know, it's really kind of a symbol for this. It's not like better life. Jesus said New Life, and so the program provides different ways of bringing a person to life and families and relationships and emotional health. And so you're investing in something that's changing the world.
And, you know, John, when you say that, it makes me think that I have friends and I've heard people say, well, we want to give to a ministry that's evangelical. And they have no idea what kind of evangelism happens in New Life. I mean, we just had a workshop this last weekend. The counselor got up and said, someone got saved in our group today. And the gospel is presented not just to preach and pound into your head, you got to be saved, but it's to live a life where you experience what new life is and you understand. Steve saw something on TV once. I love this saying. He said, sometimes you don't know you need help until you get help.
Well, it's true.
Yeah, that's so true.
But what we've tried to do here from the very, very beginning is what's called transformation. There are a lot of people that help folks to, you know, improve and get better and stuff. But, you know, my experience while going to seminary, working in a psych hospital, was seeing that, you know, some people, it's not just some little minor change here. There, everything needs to change for them to experience hope. And so this ministry has been committed to that from the beginning. We've never wavered in that area. So, you know, if you love being a part of people getting the help that they need, that maybe they wouldn't get it if we weren't here, then just come on board and help us. And the number is 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It's a great place. And Larry, nobody's done more to keep this ministry going than you. And I am forever, ever grateful that I've gotten to work with you and learn from you and see how a guy like you, who you really didn't know much about counseling, you didn't know much about
his wife has really been
here.
Sad about that.
And really, it just
I was Bob Newhart. Stop it.
Yeah. And so you've been a great gift here, but it has been a fantastic 30-year history, and we'll celebrate that tomorrow. But if you've never supported this ministry, you're missing out on being part of some of the most fantastic, radical transformations. People that just, they never dreamed the things that they could do or would do.
And what we could do if we had the money to do it, Steve. You have so many ideas and so many thoughts. Well, it's amazing what you come up with.
Join the club. The New Life Club's great.
There you go.
Yep.
Well, thank you.
All right, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We'll take a break. We'll go right back to our calls here with Dr. John Townsend. Don't forget the Townsend Personal and Relational Assessment Tool.
My husband had done the Every Man's Battles, and I thought, what? There's something for women?
The Restore Workshop is coming to Washington, D.C., November 9th through the 11th.
Here are so many other people that are going through the same things, that love the Lord, and it doesn't look very Jesus to do certain things and think certain things about your mate, but that's normal. I just got a new normal. It's not dark in there. It's very light. You literally hear people laughing that could not even smile or frown. I was that way as well. I was pretty much just flat. It happened almost immediately, the energy of everyone pulling together for restoration. It happens pretty fast.
To find out more about the Restore Workshop, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com.
It went from get out quick with the info to making friends.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Last year after Every Man's Battle, I was so moved by the transformation that I saw, not only in myself, but in the guys in our small group and the other people that were there and the stories that I heard, that I decided to go ahead and join Club New Life as a contributor to that.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
As we're doing God's work here, you're restoring marriages, you're giving people hope. It's just been such a blessing to me, and I just wanted to encourage you all. When you see something good that God's doing, just jump on that and help support that.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433.
Give your support to them if you can, and just help them do what God's doing here in the world.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today. Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. Steve Arterburn here, Dr. John Townsend. We'll go back to the phone in just a second. But John, one of the things that's so fascinating about this tool is this whole area of reality. And, you know, we want to believe it's all positive, wonderful, and everything, but this really is an assessment on a person's ability to deal with some of those tougher areas of reality.
Negative reality.
Yeah. Talk about that.
Well, what we have in there is that everybody's got to have the capacity to deal with things like when you mess up and you fail, as we all do, do you judge yourself? And do you say really harsh, mean things to yourself? So it looks at self-judgment versus being accepting and loving about yourself. Another one is perfectionism. Can you allow yourself to make mistakes, or do you really ride yourself hard? And then another one is, what do you do with losses in your life? Some people say, well, just suck it up and get on the back of the horse. Well, the research in the Bible don't say do that. You've got to learn how to go through a healthy grief process. So it measures your ability to handle things like that are negative in life, so that you come through life better, more adaptive, and happier.
Yeah. And, you know, if we only had one little negative thing in life to deal with every now and then, we do pretty well. But, you know, it's one negative thing on top of another negative thing. And so then you get overwhelmed. And so this can really help you see if you have a need here. It gives you not just the assessment in this area, but direction. Direction on what?
Lots of skills and tools.
Yeah. All right. Let's go over here and let's talk to John from Hampton, Virginia, WRAR. Hi. Welcome. You're on with Dr. John Townsend, Steve Arterburn. Really glad you're with us here today.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
Good. How can we help, John?
Good. So I am calling. I just came out of a relationship about 2 weeks ago. It actually started in July, and it was with a young lady that I met through an online site, and she's in another state.
super great right up front. I went out to visit her the first time. Everything went well. There's just one thing that I thought was maybe like sort of a red flag. Thought we had worked through that. And came back, and we kind of set up where I would go back out there again last month, and then she would come here, actually, like this past weekend. And neither of those happened. She broke up the relationship like 2 weeks ago. And it was so, so confusing that after the fact, I just kind of really started either reading through a lot of stuff, listening through a lot of stuff. And I just want to just talk to you guys to kind of figure out, like, what is the, I guess, traits of a narcissist? And, you know, and I could talk about, you know, kind of what happened through the process, but that's the question. And, like, because I fell really hard for this young lady and still have love for it, but I'm just not sure if it's the right thing to kind of go back to or just continue to move on. Or go back after giving it some time. So that's sort of the question. If I think I summed it up there.
Okay. So what did she say was the reason that this thing wasn't going to work between the two of you?
Well, it seems like the reason kept changing, but I will mention what it originally started off with. So as we talked, she'd been in a recovery program, and I'm a part of an accountability group with guys. And, you know, I talked about pornography, and I was like, hey, look, it's not something that's a major issue in my life, but I have struggled with it. So we talked a little bit about that. And I've got accountability partners, and we talk through things, and that's how I stay accountable. And at first, it was that. And it just seemed like it was kind of blown out of proportion. I was like, no, this is something that I'm, like, struggling with every day. I said, it's a temptation, but I'm not struggling with this every day. And the first indication, I think the first red flag that I thought I saw was that she hadn't necessarily let go of a past relationship, and I was kind of sort of not necessarily giving an ultimatum, but just kind of setting a standard, like, hey, look, if we're going to go forward, you know, neither one of us need to be connected to anybody in the past. And we kind of worked through that, and eventually in a relationship, she ended up going back to see this guy, and then so it was like she was projecting something that she wasn't necessarily completely done with on me about the pornography issue, which I'm like, I 100% agree pornography is an issue in a relationship, which is, you know, I'm single. I haven't been told to.
I'm going to turn this over to John. I'm going to turn this over to John. But here's something that kind of amazes me is that you're asking whether or not you should move on or continue to try to pursue her. Because it just doesn't seem like there's a lot of good stuff here to build a relationship on. But I want John to talk to you because, I mean, boundaries and dating, he wrote it, he lived it. It's amazing. So, John, what are you thinking?
John, I don't see things on the narcissistic spectrum on a technical level. Those when you're looking at things like a grandiose sense of oneself, entitlement that I feel deserving of special things, and inability to take criticism. Now, maybe there's more in your narrative, but I don't see that. What I see is somebody that has some damage from something in the past that she hadn't finished with, and you triggered something. So that has more to do with reactivity than narcissism. But I'm on the same page with Steve. If she has ended the relationship, I don't see why you would pursue it. So help us there.
So she was supposed to, as we had planned it out, I was supposed to have gone back out there probably about 3 weeks ago, and she was going to be coming here this past week, and she didn't. And after the weekend was over, I kept thinking to myself, all right, she broke up the relationship a couple of weeks ago, hadn't made any effort to get in contact, and I was not going to reach out to her because I'm like, well, you broke it off, so I'm not going to. I've already been trying to fix and come up with solutions to resolve, to move forward, and so I'm not going to try to do that. You know, if you want to talk, then we can do that. And she hadn't reached out at all. And then yesterday, she actually did reach out by FaceTime. I didn't answer, and nor did she leave a message like, hey, look, I really want to get back and just talk about some things. And, you know, so a part of me is like, well, I'm not going to answer the call because unless she, like, texts me or something and let me know, hey, this is, or, you know, send me a text message and say, hey, look, I really want to talk about what happened. But I almost kind of felt like it was just, you're just reaching out because this weekend just passed and you're just kind of seeing how, am I affected by the fact that you weren't here this past weekend? So I don't know whether I'm reading that the correct way, but that's why why the actual call today, for sure.
Okay, so one thing I'm thinking is that she broke this thing off, right?
Correct.
You're the same guy that she broke it off with, and that the only call that would mean anything would be her saying, I'm seeing this from a different perspective
right
now. Because you're not different. Now, if her perspective is, oh, I got lonely and desperate, so I called you because you're the only person that I could think of that could tolerate me or something like that, then that's not good.
Sure.
So I want a guy like you to be with a woman who appreciates the fact that she is with somebody who has dealt with or is dealing with the pornography situation and is talking about it, that appreciates a guy that wants, you know, a meaningful relationship. But it doesn't seem like that she, even though she's in whatever program you say she's in, she's developed some relational maturity here or intelligence that's going to benefit you long term. But I could be wrong. John, you have thoughts here?
Yeah, John, I agree with everything Steve said, John, but my thought is I would like for you to consider if it's hard for you to let go of things. If you tend to be a guy who sort of does most of the work in a relationship, you reach out a lot, you give people chances, you try to fix problems, but if it's difficult when something is over, a job, a friendship, a relationship like this, it's hard to kind of feel sad and move on and go to new opportunities. I think you might have some work to do there, and I would encourage that.
Yeah. You know, when I was growing up, I watched...
I agree.
Good. You agree with John.
No, I was going to say, I think I agree with you on that.
Oh, good. Good. All right. Well, I hope that that's an encouragement to you. And
Henry wrote a good book, Necessary Endings, which deals with that.
Yeah, there you go. Let's send that to you. But here's the thing. You know, Roy Rogers was fantastic and had a great show. And I learned the value of dodging a bullet in those old Western shows with Roy. And you might have just dodged a bullet here. And the other thing I loved is that the show always ended with a wonderful tune, Happy Trails to You. And I think that's I want you to be singing because I think... You know, you might have dodged a bullet here.
John needs some happy trails. Yes.
Yeah. And here's the other thing. You're a guy. You're listening to this show. You care about growth and deep things. And so a lot of women right now listening going, okay, what's his number?
Right. There you go.
I hope they can find you there. So stay online, you know, and... really, I want to encourage you. You've got some good stuff going for you there. And do whatever it takes to develop that willpower to let go rather than hang on. And I'm really glad that John pointed that out and you could relate to that. That's huge. It's more than huge. Could be everything. We'll take a break. Come right back. Final segment here. Dr. John Townsend.
We need to talk. She's asked me for the first time if I would consider myself a sex addict. You know, I thought it was just about admitting the things that I had done wrong. I never had a clue that it was about redeeming our story. You know, I thought it was just about coming clean on what I had done. I had no idea how to help her with her pain. She was a mess, I was a mess, and we got divorced. Going to EMB, surrounding myself with these other men, they accepted me for who I was and what I had done, but they challenged me to step up and do better. You know, they'll be around other men who are not just pointing the finger, but willing to get in and wade through it with them, you know, get in the trenches. They'll get hope from this workshop. Take my sweet wife and my story. We were divorced, remarried, and on our way to what I think will be the sweetest years of our lives. You know, it's no longer simply about surviving. For the first time ever, you know, we're thriving, we're enjoying where we're at.
Hey, listen, if you're struggling, we want to see you at the workshop. Give us a call, 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
I'm an addict, and I'm trying to get
God in my life again. You seem to be able to get to the crux of a problem quickly.
Our Christ-centered treatment programs can help you break free to embrace all that God has for you and your family.
I just want to thank you guys for bringing me to a relationship with Jesus.
There really is help for marital problems, depression, addictions, panic attacks, and feelings of hopelessness.
I came back with so many tools to help me prepare myself to fight this struggle and this battle that I have every day.
You can start living again today, living the life God intended for you. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
They did care, and they did follow up very lovingly, and it made all the difference in my life.
Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Someone who cares is waiting at the other end of the phone. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Just call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-639-5433.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. You can support us at newlife.com or 1-800-NEW-LIFE. When you go to newlife.com, you can see this TPRAT, and that is the Townsend Personal and Relational Assessment Tool. It'll take you 10 minutes to take it, normally $25, but put in the code NEW-LIFE. It's $15. Half of that comes to New Life, and it supports us, and we're grateful for that to John. You will learn some things about yourself, areas to grow, way to deal with things better, how to stretch a little bit, how to have some great conversations. You can't go wrong. You will not be disappointed. Our final caller today, Joe, Houston, Texas, KKHT is the station. Hi, Joe. How you doing?
I'm doing better. Thank you.
Well, great. How could we help today?
Well, I had a struggle with depression, started about 6 years ago, and it was, I've had depression in my life before, but this one was extremely dark. I mean, I would go to bed feeling pretty good and wake up feeling worse in the morning. And I'm a Vietnam vet, and I went to the VA. They gave me all the medicines, and thankfully, I went to a new dentist. And he said I had a really unique thing called resorption, where my body was destroying my own teeth from the top of the roots down.
Right.
Wow.
And, yeah. And
yeah, that's the real thing.
Like 10,000. It is real, right. I looked it up in the dental schools, and 1 in 10,000 people might have this, and some people die from it. And thankfully, I found this new dentist. I've been to 5 dentists in 4 years. It wasn't like I wasn't going to the dentist. No gum disease, no pain, no nothing. So anyway, wow. This when they pulled the tooth, they had a surgeon from University of Texas pull the tooth, and he had to put a cup or a container underneath there to catch all the pus that ran out of my head.
Oh, my goodness.
And then he cleaned it all out and put me more on a second round of antibiotics, and that was 2 years ago in July.
Okay.
I thought I was well. So what did I do to recover with some realistic expectations? Because after it was done, at the end of 2 weeks, I thought, well, hey, I feel so much better. But no, this stuff has come back and forth. And now, finally, I have a consistent day. You know what I'm saying? I'm not on any antidepressants.
All right. So you better get to a question, because we're getting kind of toward the end of the program.
Okay. How do I do this? Where's a guidebook as to give some real – I destroyed a good relationship because of the depression. Where do I go forward from here to get my life back in a realistic standard? Because I know it's pretty screwed up.
Yeah. Okay.
My standards.
First, I'm going to send you Take Your Life Back. It's a great little handbook for that. John, what would you say would be a first great step to get back in gear, get things back the way you want them to be?
I was thinking of a book called God Will Make a Way. And the reason I said that, Joe, is that depression has a number of sources to it. Can be biological, endocrine, hormone, losses in our life. It can be not having power. It could be beating ourselves up in self-judgment. So don't go straight to the fixing the symptom, because there could be many causes. Start with God Will Make a Way, and that tells you some of the different avenues to find out what the real source is, and then there's a process to get rid of it.
And the other thing is, find the place where you can be in a group of people
yep.
that is the most comfortable for you to relate. For some, it's a men's Bible study, a home group, a recovery group. But you need people. And so whatever it is, find that group where you can grow with some other folks and be involved. Because, depression, it pushes us to isolate. And we have to do whatever we can to fight that. And it's easier to fight it if you've got a healthy group, a supportive group, where you really feel part.
Let me support something Steve said there, Joe. My experience is that people that try to work on anything, depression, anxiety, or whatever, in isolation versus people that do it with supportive people around them that they can talk to, it's probably like about 20% of success over time versus how long it takes. I mean, you'll cut it down by 80% if the time it takes you to get this well. By being around the right people. That's how important God made relationships for the healing process. Get with some people.
All right. And God will make a way. We'll get that to you. And also, God will make a way. And the more you cooperate with that way, with healthy other male believers, men become men in the company of men. Find those guys that can be to you and for you. The nurturing hand of God. We are just about out of time, and all of you, you've heard us talk about our financial needs. If you can help us, please call us right over there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. And boy, do we ever want to help you. It is 1-800-NEW-LIFE, same number. But you've also heard us with John, and he's just done such a great job on an assessment tool that not only assesses, but it addresses that area where you need to grow the most and gives you some great, great hints, tools, and suggestions. And if you go over to newlife.com, you get a special deal, not $25, but $15, and half of it he is donating to New Life. It helps you figure out, am I adequate or am I proficient at dealing with reality, with bonding, with boundaries? Do I feel like I've got purpose in my life, capacity? Is it all there? And it's just, it's enjoyable to take it, and it's really insightful to read what he says and then to follow those directions. John, anything you want to say about this assessment tool? I love it. I enjoyed taking it, and I sure hope a lot of people will.
People are finding, Steve, that it's kind of an aha experience to go, so that's why I'm struggling in this area, because I didn't have enough bonding. Oh, so that's why I don't have enough boundaries. So it gives you clarity and a direction to make life better.
Mm-hmm. Now, do it. Please, don't wait. It just takes about 10 minutes. It'll benefit you greatly, benefit us greatly. We hope that we can get as many people as possible to take this little assessment test and get on with a better life than maybe you ever dreamed. I think it can get you into a different dimension that maybe you've never experienced before in both relationship and personally and with your God. So TPRAT, that's the one, those are the initials you look for at newlife.com. Well, tomorrow, going to be pretty special, celebrating 30 years here at New Life. I can't believe it. 30 years, and we've just had the great, great privilege to help so, so many people. And one of the things that's been just the greatest joy in my life are partnerships and coming alongside wonderful folks, wiser than I could ever be, and to be able to present those people to you, none wiser than John Townsend right here. We've had the privilege of serving so in so many different ways, whether it was Ramuda Ranch, which was the state-of-the-art eating disorder, or creating a women's movement, Women of Faith, 5 million women. The Life Recovery Bible came out of here, and every man's battle is part of the culture, people having sexual integrity that never even talked about it before. And all of you that have supported us have brought all that about. And I thank you for that and would love for you to come and celebrate with us. All the hosts are going to be there. John's going to be there. It'll be a great night. Mariners Church, 7 o'clock tomorrow. please come and join us. And we'll everybody gets a gift. Prizes are going to be there. Refreshment. John, thanks for being with us. T. Pratt, go, newlife.com, and you will not regret it. Thanks, everybody, for praying for us, supporting us. We'll see you next time right here on New Life Live.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.